Thunder Bay. A Thunder Bay man who was called a serial sexual predator by a judge during a previous sentencing hearing has once again pleaded guilty to charges of sexual assault. Gary Lamont, 61, appeared before Justice Salvatore Miranda in a Thunder Bay courtroom on Friday, where he pleaded guilty to 3 counts of sexual assault. The charges relate to incidents that occurred in 2021 and 2022 while Lamont was a landlord of a Northside property. The 3 male complainants, who were either tenants or prospective tenants, told investigators that Lamont engaged in unwanted sexual advances and touching without consent on numerous occasions. Crown attorney, Jane Ann McGill, said 2 of the complainants are considered vulnerable members of the community. A publication ban is in place protecting the identities of the complainants. A victim impact statement was shared with the court by one of the complainants, who said he continues to have nightmares of the assaults and feels his freedom has been stolen. "I feel used, I feel enraged and angry that it happened again," the statement reads. "The touching and harassment every day. I am feeling angry and enraged that he didn't listen. He invaded my privacy and space. His behaviors are nightmares for me." A joint submission by the Crown and Defense Counsel, Gil Labini, was presented to Miranda calling for a custodial sentence of 2 years less a day on top of enhanced pre-sentence custody of 15 months and 23 days. Lamont has a previous criminal record, which includes convictions on 5 counts of sexual assault from incidents between 1993 and 2007. Following his conviction in 2017, Lamont was sentenced to 5 years in custody. "You have a criminal record. The latest convictions convinced me that you have engaged in a pattern of sexual conduct that is reprehensible. Your actions had a great effect on at least one of the individuals who saw fit to provide a victim impact statement," Miranda said. "I don't know what's wrong with you. You are 61 and have these ailments, but if you are back before me or another judge, you may spend the rest of your life in jail." Miranda agreed with the joint submission. Lamont will spend another 2 years in custody going forward. He is also required to submit a DNA sample, will be required to register with the Sex Offender Information Registry Act for life, and is subject to a lifetime weapons prohibition. Lamont is also awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty earlier this week to charges of forgery and defrauding the public over $5,000 for his role in the Norval Morisseau art fraud ring. A sentencing hearing on those charges will take place later in the month.